Thank you once again for listening to Cranford Radio. I'm joined today by Dawn Reynolds. Dawn runs Bessie's Best Breads, those three B's. Want to make sure that we get that alliteration down correct. Dawn, welcome to Cranford Radio. Well,
thank you for having me.
Tell me, what is Bessie's Best Breads?
Bessie's Best Breads is a gourmet baked goods company. It's online. I work out of commercial kitchen. I don't have a bricks and mortar. And I specialize in different flavors of banana breads. So you can get pina colada, covered in dark chocolate, the classic butter rum, banana nut, carrot, things like that.
Why did you get into this business in the first place? It sounds rather interesting that you would choose to do something like this.
Well, my mother got sick, and this was some time ago. My mother got sick, and she was so skinny that she landed in a wheelchair, and I panicked because she couldn't eat. And I had a dream I was supposed to make banana bread, and we didn't make banana bread in the house. We made cakes and cookies and things like that. So I tried a recipe from one of those famous chefs on TV, and it was horrible. And I thought, I can do better than this. So then I just practiced and created my own recipe. It was a lot of product development. And at the time, I was still working in theater. So, you know, musicians and actors, they'll eat anything. And they were my taste testers. And then, so it developed from there. And so we were able to share that with my mother, was able to share it with a bunch of people who were also in Sloan getting chemo. And it worked. And then she got better. And then subsequent to that, she took a year off from being sick, and then she had a heart attack and a stroke. So when she was in rehab, there was a little lady in her room called Miss Ruth. And Miss Ruth, now I had forgotten about, you know, healing people with this food, and I had moved on. But Miss Ruth had broken her back and her neck, and she was 90 years old, but she was very together. And she was sitting around with all these bedside tables filled with foods, different foods, you name it. And I said, what's going on? And she said, I just don't have any appetite. And I said, wait a minute, I have something. Why don't you let me bring you something in for you? And she said she would try it. And I made a big chunk for her. And I said, just take a nibble of the corner and take a swig of the protein drink. And she ate the whole thing. So that was the aha moment where, okay, you got to do something with this.
And you did do something with it, obviously. The transition from just making bread for your mom and some friends and people in the theater and such to going into a commercial bakery and selling the product, what was that like, making that kind of a transition?
I had no idea what I was getting into. It was too big for my kitchen. Once I made the website, people wanted to buy it and I needed to ship it and I just couldn't do it out of the house. So I found a food incubator, which I would recommend to anyone because they know a lot of the rules and regulations and the certifications that you need that I was completely unaware of. So I still had the job. I was still working in theater. And after the shows at midnight, I would take the subway up to that commercial kitchen far, far away. And I would work until 7 a.m. So you get out of a show at 11, you get to this kitchen at midnight, and I would work till 7 a.m. to fill those orders and then, you know, start my day again. So that was that big transition.
Growing up, was cooking something that you did as a young girl?
Well, I did. I mean, everyone in the house can cook. My brother, my father, my mother, aunts, grandma. They were definitely bakers. I definitely was in that kitchen with my grandmother baking and with my mother baking. But never in a million years did I think that I would have a company, a food company. Never.
Now, you talk about banana bread, but this is a lot more than just banana bread in terms of what you do with that banana bread. Tell me a little bit about some of the different offerings that are on the menu.
Well, I have the classic banana walnut. There's a carrot bread. There's pina colada. I wanted to have different flavors that would definitely accommodate different tastes. But everything can come drenched in dark chocolate. And I have a classic butter rum icing that you can get drizzled all over everything. And there are different sizes and shapes. What also seems to be a really big favorite are my cookies. So I have an original recipe for a Moroccan spice cookie, and it has orange zest filling with vanilla cream, and the shortbread cookies are big. I dip them in dark chocolate with sea salt, candied bacon, and cayenne pepper. So there are a lot of other choices now. It's just grown.
You just mentioned cayenne pepper. That would intuitively not sound like something that would work with something sweet. Do you discover this just by accident, or did you have some sort of insight that said, oh, maybe I should try something like that?
I don't know what came to mind. I think I've never been a big chocolate fan or pepper fan side by side, but I believe once I made the Moroccan spice cookie, I love that spice, I decided to sprinkle a little of that cayenne pepper on the dark chocolate, and to be honest with you, one of the cookies fell into the bowl of dark melted chocolate, and I pulled it out, and that's how I've started dipping things in chocolate.
Now, the name of the business, the first part, is Bessie's. Who is Bessie?
Oh, Bessie was my grandmother. She was so cute. I decided that who wouldn't want a bit of Bessie's best? I mean, anyone who met her was just in love within seconds. And I thought, what a great way to give everybody its little slice of her love that she has brought to me, and I can give it to everyone else. So I named the company after her.
The commercial kitchen, is it still in New York, or where do you actually bake and make the products now?
I'm now out of a commercial kitchen in Newark. It's hard to find a commercial kitchen that has all the things you need, but I feel like Newark has been such a great location for me. It's easy for everyone to get to if they need to pick up their orders, and it's easy for me to deliver from. So I'm local in Newark now. New York was a little too much. I'm not doing the Broadway shows anymore, so it's just a little too inconvenient.
Having this commercial kitchen delivering the products, are you delivering them to stores or are you shipping them? How does that process work?
People who order online, I ship everywhere. I get a lot of orders from Hawaii, actually. So I ship U.S. Postal Service, two-day priority, so the chocolate doesn't melt. And I do local deliveries, and usually Essex, Morris, Union County. So I get in the car, or if it's too big of a job, I hire people to help, and I can give them the deliveries, and they'll deliver for me.
What kind of volume are we talking about in terms of what you're baking and making on a regular weekly basis, let's say?
Say one of the corporate clients ordered 30 platters. Every platter has 20 bites. Banana bites are these little squares of the banana bread. Some are drizzled with the butter and icing. Some are covered in the dark chocolate. And it also has a dozen of the cookies. When those orders come in, you just knock it out and hire some help.
Now, if somebody wants to sample some of these different products, are there any stores in or around Cranford where they can go and purchase small amounts to try out?
Sure. Mr. J's Deli over here on South Avenue. They carry my goods, and hopefully a few others will start carrying them soon, too, as well.
What do you envision for Bessie's Best Breads in the future?
Oh, I have big ideas. I want to export. I think banana bread is an American product that everyone can enjoy, and I think it will give a great insight as to what America is abroad, and that it's simple, it's goodness, it has a warm feeling. So I definitely want to export, and hopefully we'll be in a couple of airlines. It's going to take a minute, but, you know, I'll persevere.
Well, certainly there are lots of very enticing items on the menu that I've seen. And, of course, we have a link to your website on the Cranford Radio page, so people will be able to just click on that and find out more information. But if they're just listening to this and they're not in front of a computer, tell us where they can go to find out about Bessie's Best Breads, please.
Oh, you can go online to bessiesbestbreads.com, and you can peruse any social media as well. I post every day on Instagram, Facebook, and you can find me there. So feel free to peruse my website and go into Mr. J's. You might see me walking around town. You can say hi.
Well, Dawn Reynolds, thank you so much for joining us on Cranford Radio. We've been talking with Dawn Reynolds, the owner of Bessie's Best Breads. Dawn, thanks again.
Thank you so much. This is wonderful.